when our children was born, and they found it very hard or severe for talking.
But some people at our school would take a mic and mean.
Farinay and her team spent several years testing the abilities of affected and unaffected members of the family so they could fully diagnose the condition. To protect their identity, they were named the KE family.
When it comes to the KE family members who are affected with the speech and language disorder, they're very normal in every other way. They, of course, have a very specific speech and language problem, but their thought processes and their communication abilities in other ways are perfectly normal.
Hoping they'd find a link between affected family members, a geneticist joined the team.